The rest of the story. Fan Kuei. Fan Kuei was the cry that shot from the shore that rang across the waters as Warren would sail by. Fan Kuei in Chinese, Fan Kuei means foreign devil. That's what they thought of Warren. Great many of them anyway. Yet at least as many more longed to see him coming, yearned, if not for him, for what he brought them. For Warren was an opium trader, a dealer, a pusher. It was he who transported the narcotic, yielded from the pink and white fields on the fertile Ganges plain, East Indian opium, the real stuff. In season, Warren and his Fan Kuei colleagues in the opium trade were confined by the Japanese to a solitary riverfront block in Canton. There were 13 two-story factories on that block where the pushers lived and worked. In the off-season, Warren resided in comparative luxury in Macau, a port off the South China coast. The voyage from Macau to Canton was 85 miles by dispatch boat, a vessel propelled by oarsmen and crimson sails. It was a pleasant journey, cruising among islands of iridescent green foliage and orange groves and ancient pagodas. And still each time Warren made that otherwise delightful trip, islanders would see him pass, and some would run to the shore and call out, "Fan Kuei, Fan Kuei, foreign devil." And often they would make menacing gestures, chopping with hands at their own necks, the unmistakable threat of death. But Warren was not intimidated. He knew the emptiness of their threats. And he knew the virtual indispensability of his business to a nation enslaved by drugs. Anyway, Warren was just too rich to care. There was no room for fear in his line of work. Nor for conscience. Nor for conscience. From Canton, he once wrote, quote, "I do not pretend to justify the opium trade in a moral and philanthropic point of view, but as a merchant, I insist it's been a fair, honorable, and legitimate trade, and to say the worst, he says it's no worse than the importation of brandies and wines and booze into the United States." I'm paraphrasing his words, but those were his words. Warren was head of the shipping firm of Russell & Company, the largest of the American opium dealers and the third largest opium dealer in the world. By late 1840, the Chinese emperor had begun feuding with the British, and Americans like Warren, neutral in the conflict, benefited business-wise, and thus was laid the foundation for a family fortune. I said, thus the foundation for a family fortune was laid on the wasted bodies of innumerable Chinese opium addicts. Warren's grandson was later asked about the old family enterprise. He called it as horrible and degrading as prostitution. But the grandson would reply nothing, for what could he say, especially responding from the White House? For Warren, you see, America's number one pusher, the merchant who became a millionaire through narcotics traffic by the age of 48, was Warren Delano II. He was the father of Sarah Delano. He was the grandfather of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And now you know the rest of the story.